Karabos said, good vach. Hope everybody's doing well. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Beis. Very exciting. Switching from Nashim to Nizikin. Keherifayin almost instantaneously. Mitzvah Shem, Mashubi Zocha, to see Yeshua. So Hashem Keherifayin, the Kosh Baruch Hu sends us a Yeshua Bekarov Mamish. Bezat Hashem, obviously today's learning should be schus, all the soldiers and all the people fighting and all the people learning and all of Am Yisrael, whoever needs Refus Shlema, and all those who have been kidnapped, Rachmol Islan. We shall be Zocha to hear Besoros Tobos in the coming days. Okay, Seder Nezikin, the year of the Bavas, we're going to spend the rest of the year learning the Bavas. I don't even think we're going to finish Bava Basra by the end of the year. I think we have a bit after that. But from here on out to the end of the year, to Rosh Hashanah Ba'alein Latova, we're going to be dealing with Seder Nezikin and the Bavas. Now, just two words of introduction before we get into the Masechta. Bava literally means a gate. And Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra means the first gate, the middle gate, and the last gate. And Pashas is, just the simple understanding, is that Nezikin, the beginning of the Nezikin used to be one Masechta. I mean, all three of these Masechtas used to be one Masechta. Masechas Nezikin, similarly like we have in Taros, we have Mishnayos that are called Taros. So this was 30 Prakim, similar to Masechas Kelim, which is also 30 Prakim. And basically, they in the end, they broke it down right into 10 prakim, 10 prakim, 10 prakim. Now, Bava Kama, a majority of Bava Kama deals with the nezek that your property does. And a person's property damages, so a person is chayev various levels of you know payment, depending on what, how, when, right, all the circumstances. That's the beginning, the first at least half of the Masechta, and I didn't really flip through to kind of check where it is, right? Definitely, at least the first half of the Masechta is dealing with that. And just one other note of introduction is that before we start the Mishnah, the Rishonim and the Achronim all talk about where does it say in the Torah that it's usher to damage, right? We're going to talk about, obviously, if I break your window, right? If I shatter or throw a baseball through your windows, obviously I owe you for the window, right? And if my property damages, as we'll talk about, right, throughout for a while, right, we owe, a person owes money. Is that usher necessarily, right? The Torah doesn't say don't damage somebody, right? It doesn't say that straight out. I mean, obviously, the assumption is that there's some sort of problem with it. I can't just go up to your window, smash it, and then, hey, here's $100, you can fix your window. That's obviously cruel and horrible and not appropriate. But the question is, right, what iser is that? So there are a bunch of suggestions. I'll just quote a couple of them. Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Avos, so the beginning says it's based off lo sigzol, right, that you shouldn't steal, right, and that includes all types of damages. If I'm not mistaken, the Bach, I'm not sure where exactly in Shulchan Aruch, but it says it's Isser Baltashkis. You're not allowed to, you know, just damage and destroy stuff. I think the, if I'm not mistaken, the Stipler also says, not also, but the Stipler says that it's either Hashavas Aveda, or obviously if you have to give someone's item back if they lose it, so you can't like cause them to lose money. Or he says it's just included in the Halakha of Dinim. We know that... that one of the Shavim Sfinei Noach is dinim, that they have to set up a court system, right? So that's also, right, part of, like, kind of the functioning of society, right, requires that these halachos come into play, because otherwise, right, everybody will be, it'll just be chaos, like we read in today's Parsha by Sodom. You know, all the Midrashim talk about how just absolutely chaotic that culture was. Okay, that's just a little bit of introduction, but now we get to the Mishnah and Maseches Bava Kama. So the Gemara starts out, the Mishnah starts off, Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four avos, there are four main categories of nezikin, of damages. Ashur, v'abor, those are straightforward. That's an ox. We'll see, there's a pit. Hamave is a discussion, machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which we'll get to. Either Adam Amazik or Shane, which we'll get to. We'll get to the, not today. V'hever, and that's fire. Those are the four main categories. And the Gemara just points out, and the Mishnah just points out very quickly, right, that you couldn't have learned each category from the other one. Meaning, as Rashi points out over here, that Rashi, the Rebascho Lo Hare, that you couldn't have just listed one of them and learned all of them out from each other, because they are inherently different, and we have to learn, right, in this, the next few really blot, we'll talk about different categories, right, and why they are different and what their properties are. Right? When we... we'll get to that in a second. Tosos just points out in the first Tosos, he points out that they're going to be more of them. This is not the only four categories in the Zikin. The Gemara is going to suggest there's 13, and perhaps there's 24, but Pasha says that these are the ones that are written beferish, right, in the Torah, as we'll have makoros and sources for that very soon. So that, those four, shor, bor, mave, hever, lo harei shor, kreei, mave. Right, let's say let's just say it's other mamazik just for pashtus over here. It's talking about people who do damages, but the shore is not like mave. Velo are mave kareya shore, and then mave is not like shore either. Velo zevazes sheish behen ruachaim kareya e shembo ruachaim, and they're not those. Neither of them are similar to each other. Right, let's say mave because it's let's say for example it's a. It's a person doing the damages, and the shore is without das. Those are not similar to each other, and neither of them are similar to fire because both of them are alive, right? And embo ruachaim, fire, obviously, even though it moves, is not actually alive. It doesn't have a das. It doesn't have it's not alive. Velo ze vezeh shadarkan leilich lahazik kareya bor sharein darkan lahazik leilich lahazik. Right, and all three of those are different than bor because a bor doesn't move, doesn't go anywhere, right? Everybody else. All those are going to go and damage other things on their own. That's how the Shabbos of him. What's the bottom line? What's the common denominator? Should darken the hazik ishmarasan alacha. That it's they are their nature. They usually very often will come and damage, and you have to watch over them. And when they do damages, then chava mazik l'shalem tishlumin hazik b'meitav aretz. If they do damages, then the damager has to pay from meitav aretz, from the best of his fields. Rashi points out meidius, right, from the best type of fields. Right? Just very quickly, the Gemara is going to reference this a lot. So just if a person, let's say, has three fields, one is level A, B, and C, right, in terms of their quality, right, in terms of how fertile the land is, whatever. So if a person has to pay, let's say, $100, so obviously in land A, which is more valuable, that'll be a small amount of land. And land C, for example, just to illustrate, will be a much bigger amount of land because the land is not as valuable. Right? You're not paying different amounts of money. You're just paying from different properties, right? Obviously, if I had to pay $100 and I had to pay for one of three fields, I would obviously try to give away my least valuable field because it produces, right, and it's worth the least. So that's what the Gemara says, right? If you pay damages, you have to pay from the best. That's what Rashi says. You have to pay from the best type of land. And Rashi says another interesting at the end. He says, "Im rotzer lefro lo bekarka." If a person wants to pay with karka, with land, implying that obviously a person is very welcome to pay in money, in cash. Okay. So Gemara says like this, Midigatani avos mikaldi ikatoldos. From the fact you're telling me they're main categories, that seems to imply that there are subcategories, right? We're most familiar from the concept of avos and toldos by Shabbos. We'll get to that in a second, but there are other, right, areas of halacha where we have categories and subcategories. So the Gemara immediately says, what are the subcategories? Well, not one of the subcategories, but are the subcategories similar to the regular categories or not? And that's what the Gemara asks. Ketoldos em, kiyotze behem, olav kiyotze behem. Are the subcategories like the main categories, like the avos, or are they not? Gabi Shabbos, Tanan by Shabbos, we've said avos malachos arbaim chazar achas, that by avos malachos there are 39 avos malachos, avos michal di ketoldos, that implies there are subcategories, toldos em, kiyotze behem. And the subcategories, the toldos, are just like the avos. Loshna av chatos, loshna tolda chatos. Right, people often make this mistake when they first start learning Hilchos Shabbos. Right? It's not when we say something is a tolda, a subcategory, it doesn't mean it's any less aser. Right, they're both aser midaraisa. Both of them you get a chiyuv chatas if you do them b'shogeg. Loshna av skila, loshna tolda skila. And if you do it on purpose, you get skila for both of them. My ika bein av la tolda. But obviously, now just to clarify, there obviously are dinim derabanan, but those are not toldas. Toldas are deraisas. Right, they're similar to the. To the av malacha, so there's, let's say, planting, and then there's watering. So those are both asur midaraisa. Those are not one is an av, one is a tolda. Okay. So the Gemara says my ika, and then the Gemara just says my ika being av la tolda. If they're the same, right? What's the difference between the two of them? So nafkaminas. The first opinion is nafkamina. If the ilu avad shtei avos badi adadi inami shtei toldos badi adadi. And if you do the same av, well, let's say different two avs, right? The Gemara says two different avos at the same time. When we say avadi adadi, it doesn't mean the same time. It means in the same forgetting from the same helen, the same. Let's say you forgot it was Shabbos, and that's the way you would be chayva korban chatos. So if you do two different avos, or two different toldos, mechayev akol chada v'chada. You chayev two korbanos. You chayev for each one. If you lo avid av v'toldi day, and if you do, but an av and a toldos, so then lo mechayev alachada, then you're only going to be chayev one. And Rashi says you're only going to be chayev for the av, you're not going to be chayev for the tolda. Okay. The Rabbi Elazar, the mechayev, so that's the nafka community between avos and toldos, but avos and toldos are similar. The Rabbi Elazar, the mechayev, a tolda b'makom av, the Gemara just says parenthetically, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that if you do a tolda and an av, and one forgetting, you forget a Shabbos, and you do those two things, right? He says you're going to be chayev two korbanos, so I might currently av, I might currently tolda. What's the difference between an av and a tolda? So the Gemara gives, if we were learning Masechah Shabbos, probably spend more time on this, but the Gemara just says, hachta avim mishkan chashiva karle av, hachta lo havim b'mishkan chashiva karle tolda. There's an issue with the girsa over here. If you look at the toasts on the bottom, is it mishkan v'chashiva? Okay, mishkan v'lo chashiva. There's a whole discussion in terms of the girsa. Let's just read it as we have it. Right, that was in the mishkan and it was chashiv. That's what we call an av. And what wasn't in the mishkan necessarily, that's what you would call a tolda. But there wouldn't be really any nafkamina necessarily the halacha kinds of lezer. Okay, and so that's in that case by Shabbos we see that the toldos are like the avos. By Gabi Tumos, by Tuma, that's not within the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Kalim, at the beginning of Kalim, Avos and Tumos, there's an Avatuma, which is a Sheretz, Shechva, that's one of the creepy crawly things, a Shechva Zera, which is semen, Tumi Mace, and those are the Avos, Toldosan, Lavkiot, Behem, and their Toldos are not the same, the Holocha. The Ilu Av, Metame, Adam, Kalim, because the Avatuma is Metame, people, and Kalim, food, utensils, etc. Right, I shouldn't say food. Right, food also, but okay. So, but the toldos are only mitame, right? Mashkin food. They're only told, right? They don't even have a tolda. Once you go down in tuma, right, it starts being mitame less things. Right, so the toldos of the avos by tuma are not the same. They're not mitame the same things. So the Gemara says, "Hakamai." So what about over here? I mean, we have Shabbos on the one hand, the toldos are similar. We have tuma on the other hand. With toldos, they're not similar. So what's the deal with the toldos of Nezikin? Are they similar or are they not? So Rav Papa says, in this line we're going to spend next day and a half or so, next blot and a half, explaining what he means. Rav Papa says, Yeshmen ki'obetzi behem v'yeshmehem lav ki'obetzi behem. There are some that are similar and there are some that are not similar. So the Gemara immediately goes to work trying to figure out which ones are not similar, because Rav Papa doesn't say what he's necessarily referring to. So Tana Rabbanan Lenden Raisa, Gimel Avos Nemru Bishor. There are three Avos Bishor. Now we said the Shor is one of the Avos we said in the Mishnah. So again, like I said, there's a lot of categories of damaging. So the Avos within Shor, or the main categories within damage that your ox is going to do is Keren, Shein, Varegel. Right? Horn, teeth, and feet. Now, these are not categories, which is also very important to note. These are not necessarily describing body parts of the ox. Yes, I know they translate to body parts in the ox, but that doesn't mean that necessarily every time the cow gores, or let's take shame, because it's a lot more easier to understand. We'll see it in a second. We'll have examples on this daf. It doesn't mean every time the ox damages with its teeth, it's going to be Shein. Not every time it damages with its leg, it's going to be Regel. I mean, these are basically categories. There are certain characteristics of these categories, which we'll have to explain in a minute. We're not going to get to all of them. But that determine whether the damage that was caused fits into one of these categories. Some of them are different. So for example, the Karen, the only time you're going to pay Chatzi Nezek, you know, only time you're going to pay half damage is if there was a shor tam. If a shor never or didn't gore up until now, or at least didn't gore three times up until now, if it has the status of a shor tam, then you can pay Chatzi Nezek. That is not true of Shein and Regel. So again, all of these have different halachos and different categories. So this is, you know, one of the reasons why it's so gishmak, right, and requires a lot of study, and this is, you know, one of the many reasons why, you know, Bava Kama is one of the, as they call yeshiva shemesechtas, right, there's a lot going on over here. Obviously, this is just daf yomi type limit. So the Gemara says, let's see what is the similarities, right, between the subcategories and all the other, and all the stuff. But we were trying to figure out, again, what Rav Papa meant when he said that there are some subcategories that are not like the avos. So he said, Shor is divided up into Karen, Shein, and Regel. Karen, Minalan, how do you know that Karen, right, is also the Tanur Rabbanan and the Rabbi? So Ki Gach, right, Pasuk says Ki Gach, right, when Shor gores, right, obviously. That Pasuk says, right, Ki Gach Shor, as ish always Ishav Ames. Okay, so that's enegichel akaren. Obviously, goring is done through through the horn. Shenemar's pasuk says, "Vayaslo tzidkia Ben Kenana was a false prophet, if I'm not mistaken. Karnei Barzel Vayomar Ko Amar Hashem Be'ilat Tanagachas Aram. Right, he made these horns of iron. He said, "This is how we're going to damage. This is we're going to kill Aram, gore Aram." So you have the words Karen, you have the word Tanagach. So this is Vayomar, and the pasuk says, in addition to that, B'chor Shoro Hadar, my pasuk from Zos Habracha, B'chor Shoro Hadar Lo V'Karnei Re'im Karnav V'Hem Amim Yinagach. It has the word Karen, has the word Yinagach. Right, the pasuk by Yosef. Yosef is compared to an ox. Okay, so you have the goring going on over there as well. So the Gemara says, "My v'omer, what do you need two psukim for?" So the v'chitim adivrei Torah adivrei Kabbalah leyofinah. The Gemara says, "Because if the first pasuk is in Malachim, so if you tell me you shouldn't learn a halacha from the Torah from Navi, so Tashma, I'll bring you a proof from the pasuk from the Torah." Okay, fine. He quotes that pasuk at the end of the Torah. So the Gemara says, "Aye, v'hai melefu. What do you mean? We're not learning a halacha from Navi, right? Kila b'almahu." It's just telling me that the word vayinagach of goring is with a keren, is with a horn, because it has, you know, it's just telling me that. It's not like we're not learning out of drasha, we're not learning a halacha. So Kumar says, no. Elamad tema kipalag rachmana bein tam lemuad hanimili betlusha. You might have thought that when the Torah splits, and we mentioned it before, but it's mentioned again, when the Torah splits, the halacha is different between a short time and a short muad. If a short has never or hasn't gored three times, it's considered a short time, and that halacha is different than a short muad. You might have thought that's true only betlusha, only if the horn is detached. Right, like we had by Tzidkiyah, by that pasuk in Malachim, where the horns were detached. Rashi says, interesting that the shor gored with a horn in its mouth. Okay, but if it's attached to the ox, you might have thought that an ox is always muad. There's no such thing as a short time. Therefore, Tashma, the pasuk says, b'chor shor hadar lo. And it teaches me that is actually. What's it called? That is, it teaches me that that's considered to be Karen, right? Even if it is still attached. Okay, because that's the case of an actual ox. Okay. Toldo de Karen. One second. Okay. Karen of Reim, I guess it's the Karen of Reim. Fine. Toldo de Karen, Mahi. What is the. Now we have Karen. What is the Toldo? What is the subcategory of Karen? Mahi. So the Gemara says four examples: Nagifa, Nishicha, Rabitza, Ubiita. Right? And this is why we said it's important to note that we're not talking about body parts in the animal. We have the first example right here. Nagifa is pushing or kind of jostling, is a fancy, terrible translation. Nishicha is biting, and that's exactly the point, that Nishicha biting is a tolda of keren, of a horn, which means a horn, right? It's not a tolda of shein, as we'll see in a second, why not? Ravitza is sitting or sitting down on something, and Beita is kicking. And that's also, right, it's not regel, right? Beita is kicking, right? It's not a tolda of regel, it's a tolda of keren, right? Regel means leg, right? You would if it was body parts, right, the kicking would be a tolda of leg, of regel, but that's not true. And that's, again, this is going to come up. It's important if you know, you take notice of that. At the beginning, so it doesn't become confusing later. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Maishna negicha de kari le'av." Why is negicha? Why is goring? Meaning the keren, right? Called the av. Pasuk says the chiv kiyikach. It says kiyigach. Is it when it gores? Problem is negifa namiksiv. Pushing or jostling something is also written in the pasuk. Pasuk says kiyigov. So what's the Gemara? The answer is kai negifa negicha. Because that when pasuk says kiyigov, that's talking about. That's actually talking about goring. The one pasuk over there is talking about goring a person, and one is talking about goring an animal. And the kiyigof, right, is actually referring to actual goring. The tanya is under brisa. Pasuk b'negifa v'siyim b'negicha. Right, the pasuk is starts with talking about negifa and then ends up with negicha. Lo melacha to teach you zui negifa zui negicha. That it's actually talking about the same thing. Now the Gemara asks, Maishnal gabi adam dechsev kiyigach. Right? Why does the Torah use a different lashon? Right? When it says an ox gores a person, it says kiyigach. When it talks about an ox goring a behema, another animal, it says kiyigof. Why does he do that? So the Gemara says, "Adam to isbe mazla, mazala ksiv kiyigach." Right? And a person has mazel. We'll explain 2 days what that means exactly in a second. It says kiyigach behema the less like mazel. Behema doesn't have mazel. So then kiyigof and says that he just pushed him. What does that mean? So Rashi has 2 days. Either we'll do the Kabbalistic one because that's always fun. Because there's some mazel or something watching him above. Right, and therefore when the shor gores him, right, it's like almost like more impressive, more like somehow he was able to kind of overcome. Right, stuff going on upstairs. The Pajib Shah, as Rashi brings first, right? Since a person has more of an ability to get out of the way, right? If you look at Rashi, the yesh lo das lishmor al gufo, person is more able to kind of like look around and notice that a shore is charging, as opposed to another animal which is minding its own business, eating its hay and just like not paying attention. Therefore, the pasuk says kiyigach, when the shore gored him, the shore must have actually gone out of its way to actually gore him and hunt them down like matador style or whatever. But if he hit another animal, it's okay. Kiyigo, if it jostled them, hit him, lowered its head and like whatever. So it used a different language of goring. Okay, back in the Gemara, milsa aguv orkei kamashmalan. So it's teaching us something else, right? Why does the Torah differentiate between those two words? It's teaching us something else, right? The muad la adam habimuad la behema. Because if an ox is muad for goring people, it's also muad for goring animals. But muad la behema lo habimuad la adam. But if it's muad to gore people, to gore animals rather, it's not muad to gore people necessarily. Okay, fine. So Neshicha told of the Shane. The Gemara says, again, going through the Toldos, trying to figure out which is similar to which. So we said Negifa is similar to Negicha, right? The jostling and the pushing is similar, of the animal's body is similar, right, to goring. Right? Those are the same. It just has a different word in the pasuk. Fine. Neshicha told of the Shane. So what is it? The Gemara immediately asked, biting? What do you mean? Biting is with the teeth. It should be a Tolda of Shane, which means teeth. So Gemara says, no, because it's not physical characteristics. Shane, yesh hana lehazeka. Because Shane, when we talk about Shane, that means that there's benefit for the animal, right? The benefit, the animal eats something. The animal reaches into your store and eats your lettuce or whatever. So there's benefit over there. Ha'ein hana lazika, but biting, that's different, right? There's no hana, and therefore it's similar to keren, which is goring. The animal doesn't get hana by stabbing some other animal in the head or in the face or in the body, obviously. Right? It doesn't get hana from that, so therefore biting is similar to that. Rebitu b'ita told of the regali, and again, also, Gemara says, one second, right? Bita, what is that? Sitting down and kicking, right? That's with the feet. So the Gemara says, no, lo regel hezeka matsui, right? Regel is normal, is common. That's animal walks, it damages something, steps over, tramples something in the street. That's normal. But honey, but these, again, for the sitting and the kicking or whatever, right? It's abnormal. It's not necessarily the same. And ein hezeka matsui, right? It's not as common. Therefore, it's much more similar to keren, which is goring, which is also, right, not common necessarily. So Gemara says, ella tol same lav kiyotzeben damar Rav Papa, right? Ahaya. So which case, right? Which scenario, right, when Rav Papa said, right, the toldos are not like the avos, what is he going on? Ilema ahani, if he's talking about these which we just listed, so maishna keren, the kavasal hazik, monosu shmeil chalacha, right, the three categories of keren, of horn, of goring, is kavanasu lahazik, the animal intended to damage, mamoncha, right, well, really, that it's your money, it's your property, yishmiru so alecha, and you have to guard it and watch it, so haninami kavasal hazik, right, mamoncha shmeil chalacha. So do these also, these toldos also have to, well, I guess that's really probably talking about the shore and the, which subcategory is talking about? We're talking about the subcategories of Karen, no? Must be Karen. Hold on one second. I'm not sure if it's subcategories of shore, subcategories of Karen. Pashas is subcategories of Karen. Okay, either way. Meaning, Tapas is, we're saying over here that all of them are the same. Right? I mean, you own this property, right? It sometimes has intention to damage, and you have to watch over it. So it must be, right? Oh, yeah, it must be talking Karen, because the Maskana right, is right here. Right? Ella told the Karen get Karen. Really, the tolda of a Karen is like Karen, right? The tolda of the horns are like the horns, right? Okay. Kikam Rav Papa, Ashen Verego. So and Rav Papa really was saying when Rav Papa said that the toldos are not like the avos, right? They was talking about both Shane and Regal, and we're going to get to that in a second. Well, obviously, that's going to be basically tomorrow's discussion, and we're going to leave it right now. But that's going to obviously it's going to lead into the whole back and forth and gonna analyze, right? What about the toldos of Shane? What about toldos of Regal? And obviously, we'll get to the Maskan in the end. I won't spoil it for you if you haven't learned this before. Mr. Shem will get it there tomorrow. We'll wish you a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and Besoros Tobos for all of Am Yisrael, Amen, Ken Yerotzen.